Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Righteous Brook Podcast. I'm your host, J.L. Covey. It is 12:20 a.m. on Monday morning, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you in the year of our Lord 2020. If this podcast sounds odd, it's because I'm recording it on the Podomatic app on my phone. No, I'm not being a cool tech guy going, hey, let's try the new technologies, okay? Look what I can do with my cell phone in 2020. My computer basically died this weekend, which was not fun. I was actually able to transfer my files, my videos in progress, and other important things onto a separate hard drive before my computer was finally ready for the graveyard. It's the second time in 2 years I've needed the hard drive replaced in a, I think, about $1,500-$1,600 Dell computer. That's abnormal, so a box is arriving tomorrow for me to mail said computer back to Dell, where they will replace the hard drive and take a look at it to figure out why, in God's name, is basically the hero of the coronavirus pandemic. Why is his computer not serving him as well as it should be, befitting a comedic hero in our desperate times? So the intro was obviously not regular, I assume, on this episode. I don't even know how this is going to sound because I'm just speaking into my phone in my kitchen. And if you can't take the Podomatic heat, get out of the kitchen. I don't know what I'm talking about, folks. It's late, but I wanted this episode up for when you wake up tomorrow. And there's a big reason for that. So today I checked the iTunes charts after midnight, and for the fourth consecutive day, I remain unmoved off of the iTunes and Amazon comedy album charts, which means you, as my most loyal fan base, have propelled me to new heights. And I think I may have said this on the I did say this on the last episode. So test one was, will people put money towards something I put out? And that seems to have, we don't know how well that test has been passed, but it's certainly the fact that my only other number one stand-up album was number one for like 13 hours, and this one is, you know, moving past 72 hours is a strong feat for me. So thank you, first off. What I do have is, because you are my most loyal fans, I want to abuse you. I have to ask you something. It's simple. And just to let you know, if I do a special, because that was going to be on the computer this week, I have a camera that hooks into the computer and a microphone that hooks into the computer. So Covan 41, which is going to be my sort of my 45-minute special based on, you know, a few pre-existing jokes that fit, and based on my COVID experience, could not be filmed this weekend. So, and it won't be filmed next weekend because I probably won't have my computer back. So that probably won't be filmed until like around the 16th. And I would anticipate maybe a Memorial Day release. Now, here's the thing. If and when, and it's more of a when than if, I do this special, it's going to be done and put out for free, unless by some miracle I get some sort of platform interested in purchasing it or developing it, you know, using their own equipment or delaying it till it can be done in some sort of natural comedy setting. That's obviously, given my track record, highly unlikely. So the new special won't be an album. It will be a free sort of YouTube thing for everybody to enjoy. So the reason I preface it with that is, what I would like is, obviously, that I've never had great success at this, but I have on this podcast, it seems like 600 listeners or whatever. And I'm assuming several hundred of you, if not almost all of you, are longtime listeners, very loyal, and have followed this journey for many, many years. So what I would ask, if you have a streaming service, if you use Apple Music, by all means, stream the album. But I ask you, within the next 48 hours, because I would like to keep this album number one on multiple platforms for as long as possible. I'd like the sales to continue, because what we are chasing, Aaron and I, Aaron Hodges of You Lucky Dog Productions, the producer, we want a very high Billboard charting of this album, because that's really more of just a streams and a purchases. That's no algorithm. That's no iTunes algorithm. And by the way, the album debuted at number 34. Now, granted, it was only there for about 3 hours, but it debuted at number 34 on all of iTunes. So it was Drake number one with his new album, and arguably an even greater biracial hero in these COVID times, J.L. Covan, at 34. That's all of iTunes. That's all music, all comedy, all everything. So that's a pretty huge, from what I can tell. Obviously, I haven't moved off of number one on the comedy charts. That's pretty huge. So thank you again. But what I would ask is, if you are an Apple Music streamer, to stream it and to give it 5 stars. Write a review of the album. And once again, just to be clear, Fireside Craps, The Deuce. Stream it. Tell a friend to stream it. Recommend it to a friend and give it 5 stars. And I'm talking like when you hear this episode by Wednesday, I'm hoping those reviews are up. If you are a purchaser of music, or if you have the option to purchase, I would ask you very kindly, very appreciatively, if in the next couple of days you go get it on Amazon.com, like their digital music, or on iTunes. Those are the two places to buy it. Those are the only two places to buy it. It's available for streaming on other places if money is tight and you already pay for a streaming platform. It's on Pandora, and somebody told me it's on Tidal. Feel free to listen there. I'm not trying to, you know, I understand if money is tight. If you can spare money, it would be greatly appreciated for sort of, not so much for my money, but for the PR value of what a top Billboard spot ranking could do for the album and plans we have for the album. I don't mind sharing this with you. You're my base. Okay. If I'm Trump, you're my MAGA hat wearing rally people. I'm sorry for that insult, fans. Aaron, I think, may make a legitimate try at, like, you know, a campaign to get this a Grammy nomination. And I know that sounds insane, except if this ends up, you know, being the best selling comedy album in the country this week, like in pure sales, and sits for a week or more at the top of the iTunes charts and at the top of the Amazon charts, and then we can get good reviews and really put together a little bit of a campaign. And the timely nature of it, it's the album that the viral video sort of Trump impersonator did, that can be presented, that can be packaged and promoted as something. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm telling you sort of what's at stake and the scope of our ambitions. It probably won't happen, but I don't think it's crazy. And sometimes, Aaron is a scrappy up and coming comedy producer, and I would love to break the stranglehold that sort of a few companies, very big, have on this, and that would obviously be something very cool. So I'm telling you that, as ambitious as it is, you could help immensely, just at least all the dominoes that need to fall for this to even become a possibility. And like I said, we could be just getting high on our own supply, but I think it's more realistic than I would have thought. Not because it's me, but because this is the album featuring the best Trump impersonation going, and it's at this perfect moment where I've picked up all these new fans and getting the album natural organic publicity, meaning sales and iTunes charts and Billboard recognition, is huge. And we only have, as of this recording, 5 more days for this week to sort of, you know, count, I guess. I hope I might even have the weeks right, but I think I do. Or we may have only a few days. But the point is, if in the next couple of days, put it up by Wednesday, while you're listening to this, if you can stream it, if you don't buy stuff, if you can't buy stuff, stream it. And then try to give it 5 stars on iTunes, even if you're not an Apple, even if you're not an iTunes user. If you have an iPhone, or if you have access to iTunes, give it a 5-star review. And if you are a purchaser, just two places to buy it. iTunes preferred, but for especially for billboard purposes, Amazon will count just as good. So sorry for that long pitch, but you obviously, a lot of you came through already and I appreciate it, but you know, the album's only at like 31 reviews that I just looked at it. I need that at like 200 plus ratings. But that's the easy part, because that doesn't cost anything. But if you have the money, if you have the means, please, please, please buy it, and buy it like as you're listening to this episode. Because if I have 600 people listening, I would hope that I could get 300 of you to buy and or review. It'd be awesome if it's more. Maybe that's how many of you have already bought it. But all that counts. Purchases, streams, reviews. At least try to do one of those three things, preferably two. And maybe even three. But thank you for everybody, all you've done already, getting this album to be obviously the so far the biggest hit by a lot that I've had in my career. And I just wanted to tell you how far we're hoping. Like, our ambition, we may fall short of it, but I don't think it's a crazy ambition. I think it's going to require, you know, this week will be a big push, and it's out of my hands now. It's in your hands. It's in fans and listeners' hands to at least give it a fighting shot. As is well known, I have no manager, no agent, no public relations. That's why this has been one of the many reasons this has been a long, arduous comedy journey that still required a pandemic and a little bit of algorithmic luck for me to explode. But any and all help is appreciated. So thank you for getting it to where it is now. It's already exceeded everything I've put out in my almost 17-year career. It'll be 17 years. A month from now, how about that, when I got up on stage at the Tacoma Station Tavern in Washington, D.C. for an open mic after my second year of law school. So thank you. To anybody out there who's critiquing my Trump videos, the worst critique I will tell you right now is, and the most common critique is, I need to see the hands. Like, everybody wants me to do, as they call them, the accordion hands of Trump. And one of the problems is I'm holding a cell phone as I record the videos. So if I do accordion hands, you will hear the voice and see blurry images moving back and forth. I don't know why people can't get this, but I'd appreciate it if they would. I will be pumping out a lot more videos, even on my phone without my computer. Like I said, there's going to be a new special. There's just a lot of good content. Most of it Trump. The special will not be Trump related, but some Trump related stuff, some other stuff. But I will say this: the other thing I've noticed. Apologies if they're listening, because it wouldn't be JL if he wasn't potentially burning bridges. But what's funny is that I've gotten contact from like numerous like former players in the industry and like guys who used to be, and I'm not saying they aren't, from what I hear they are, but it's very funny to get like messages like from different, he used to rep so and so and so and so, or he ran this company, or he knows everybody in the business. And I'm not saying that they don't know these, like I've been contacted by some substantial people, but sometimes what I think happens is guys who miss the juice, they miss the action. They like see a new thing and they know that I'm a nobody. So like they can gas me up, and it's weird. Cause it's like, to me, it's like, I'm fine not being gassed up. I'm deflated. I have been deflated by this business for a long time. I am cynical. It is when I sign a contract. It is when something airs. It is when I have a check that I get excited, just because that's the only time I can trust, when the finished product, whether it be monetary or artistic, when the finished product is out there, published, printed in my bank account, that's now when I go, all right, this is awesome. So it's just weird. I get kind of frustrated because you get these like former agents or former bigwigs who are like, hey, I need to get you in contact with so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. And then like 3 weeks goes by and you're like, okay, I guess that's not happening, but I hope you felt pumped up, like gassing me up for no reason. But see, that's just a sign of my old fatigue and maturity, that like that stuff doesn't get me mad anymore. It just gets me sort of, resigned. But some big news this week, and I know these podcasts, the problem is I'm so overworked right now in a good way. I don't want to make it like it's a bad way, but basically I'm doing two jobs now. I'm trying to keep my law job, which is, you know, 8 to 9 hours billable a day from home, which will be tough tomorrow without a computer, but they're just to show you what a power player I am. They would do this for everybody. They are mailing me a firm laptop tomorrow so I can continue doing my important work. But it just feels like I spend half the day doing that and then like up late, whether it be podcasting or replying to messages, writing stuff, making new videos, doing all sorts of checking my analytics. It's like, it's very exhausting, even though it's like a good thing. But I will be doing the big announcement. I guess I'm burying the big announcement because for me personally, the big announcement is please buy the album. Please gift it to somebody. If you know somebody who likes comedy or likes the Trump impression, Mother's Day is soon. Gift it to your Trump-hating mom. Or your aunt who told you about my videos. Like, I'm serious. This is it. I've made these announcements before on other albums that I've been very proud of, but this is it. This is my chance. This album can be one of the biggest things I've ever done. And I have to make it count for everything. So sorry for the incessant push, but this is capitalizing on an opportunity. And so hopefully we can. But on Tuesday, so I guess that's tomorrow when you're listening to this, on Tuesday I will be recording an episode of WTF podcast with Mark Maron. So that's a big deal. He's a huge reach, big podcast for comedy. So that's great. That'll be hopefully, I don't know when it'll go up though, but hopefully I'll be able to promote stuff and tell my story. And maybe Maron will actually, I think he might, if I get a chance to tell it, he might actually dig my story. Man, Adam and Eve. I don't know. It's weird. I'm like doing nothing and everything with my life right now. So it's a tough, like these podcasts used to be like very organized sort of stories. It would be like, here's what I hate in comedy. Here's what I hate in politics. Here I am losing my mind, but it brings a manic comedic energy. And that's the end of the episode. And now I'm just sort of like, I go through every day. The highlight of my day right now is walking like a 2 miles round trip to the local bakery and getting some Italian cookies, which I shouldn't be getting. And that's it. Like my day is like, I haven't worked out in a month, over a month. I haven't worked out in over a month. The only exercise I get is when I walk my dog. So I don't know, folks. I hope this isn't it for me, but I feel gross. I'm like wallowing in my own comedy success, but I'm not enjoying it. I'm like sad. I'm like happy about it, but I'm not enjoying it, if that's possible, because I'm constantly overworked and anxious right now. I said this on another podcast I did today. I hope I'm not ruining the great interview I did with them, and it was a lot of fun. But I have this constant pressure now. And I think I've said this probably at least once before during this whole run, but where I'm like, okay, I have more money now. I had my like, I mean, April 2020 was the most lucrative month of my life. Not only did I get like my quarterly bonus from work plus my work money, that was the most money I've ever made in a month in my life. And that's good, but the cautious part of me, the part of me that's been burned a lot by comedy, is like telling me maybe just this summer is going to be like, hey, I won like a $50,000 scratch off. Like when this whole run is over, maybe that's what it'll be like. And then again, it might be like, oh my God, remember 2020 when your whole career changed and like you went on this run and became a big time star and had the career you wanted. I don't know. I don't know which it is right now, but it's a lot of pressure because that unknown is like, I want to be a full-time comedian. That's it. That's what I want. But I'm not stupid enough to leave a job until I have gigs that will necessitate me leaving a job. So until then, I'm just going to keep doing my work and enjoying my health insurance that I can't use because, you know, you can't go see your doctor. Although I guess there's a joke there. I'm somebody's going to end up doing some sort of prostate exam via telehealth joke, but I'm not going to be that comedian. But yeah, it's interesting times for J.O. Covan, folks. I'm sort of just in like one track mind right now. I know we're trying to get. I reached out to Stormy Daniels for Making Podcasts Great Again, which would be awesome. I have no idea if she'll do it or not, but that would be, I think, a real tremendous, to use a word that our great president uses. I think that would be a tremendous episode. So you see that? That's with my new social media reach. That's I'm feeling myself. I'm like, I'm gonna go get Stormy Daniels to do this motherfucking Trump podcast. Motherfuckers, Stormy Daniels. That was Stevie Janowski impression from Eastbound Down. It rears its ugly head every so often. Oh boy. But it is late. It is late here in Bloomfield, New Jersey, folks. And but it's nice to be on day four at number one on the iTunes chart. I want a week at least at number one, but what I really want is this feels so weird because I know maybe a lot of you won't do it, or maybe a lot of you just download the podcast, and I guess that's cool for numbers. But this is the podcast where I have to feel like I'm reaching people who give a shit. Not just people who discovered me or think the voice is funny, but like most of you are probably people who've been following me for a while or know me personally. And there's really no other favor I can ask, because if this takes off, then maybe I don't need to ask favors anymore. You know, maybe I don't have to be then you have a big enough fan base where you just tell people you have stuff and you know that enough of them will want to buy it. Or my career will be done. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, if this is my last hurrah, my last dance, to quote a phrase from the Michael Jordan documentary, which I haven't watched parts 5 and 6 yet. But even though I'm enjoying it, I think people are a little overhyped. I think we're so desperate for sports and nostalgia. It's fine. Like, I thought some of the 30 for 30s on basketball that ESPN put out were like better. But okay, it's still, I get it. I just feel like people, it's almost like we're in prison and the last dance is like a moderately attractive woman that we've decided to marry and have kids with through conjugal visits. I feel like the last dance is the conjugal visit hot chick. But in the real world, if you were never incarcerated, you'd be like, she's okay, but I'll pass. That's how I feel about The Last Dance. I feel like we're all starved of entertainment and sports. And we all want to go back to 1998 for some reason. Oh man, do I want to go back? I was fucking ripped, bro. Yeah, no, that was after my freshman year. I remember I got back from college after my freshman year, and my dad saw me without my shirt on, grabbing something from the closet. And he said, "What did you do to your back?" And I said, "It's called protein shakes and lat pull downs, bro." And then he smacked me and said, "Don't call me bro." No, he didn't do that. But my dad, I definitely never called my dad bro in my life. You don't do that to a stern Haitian man. You don't call him bro. That's a rule. But yeah, so The Last Dance. If this is my last dance with comedy, and I don't say that anymore with that resignation of like, I guess I'm gonna have to quit, man. This is different. This is more like, I don't have another one of these runs in me. That's just being honest. So, like, this has to be it. Now, the good news is this seems to be the best chance I've ever had, but I'm not pulling this shit again at 50. Fuck that. If I'm still trying to do this at 50, and this is no disrespect to comedian friends I have, I'm just saying I can't do it. You know what I mean? So like this is it. And like I said, the good news is I think I'm in a great position, but I can't do another 10-year buildup or another decade of up and down and eating terribly and being morose and occasionally depressed. I need this to happen now, or I need it to not happen, but it's now. To quote Elvis Presley, it's now or never. My career won't wait. Dum dum dum. So these episodes are weird, and this is on a phone. What is this piece of shit gonna sound like? I'm speaking into my Samsung phone, and I hope it sounds good. And if it doesn't, then next week I won't put out an episode next week until I have a computer. So next week's episode could potentially be out on like Wednesday or Thursday if the computer doesn't get here till Tuesday. But hopefully it's here. Hopefully it's queer. Get used to it. No, hopefully it gets here and you don't have to listen to any more phone recording episodes. And hopefully we have strong and tremendous news about the new album. So I'm trying to think. See, this is the thing. I know I've been doing all my funny stuff online, so it's like I don't have as much funny stuff to share right now, and nothing's happening. Like, I have no life experiences right now. And I'm being greedy because I did rent the movie The Way Out, the Ben Affleck movie. We watched that last night. I guess that would be Saturday night. We watched that Saturday night. Ben Affleck was like solid in the movie for sure, but so many flaws in this movie. Especially on the basketball end. It was just, a lot of it was really unrealistic. For a movie that was trying to be like a very gritty sort of personal drama, I felt like they were very unrealistic in the sports realm. But it wasn't terrible, okay? So how about that for a review? The Way Out, not terrible, but not much better than okay. But then in my head, I'm thinking, I used to talk about movies all the time on this podcast, but I'm like, oh, but I got to do a review as Trump for our Patreon people on the other podcast, so I guess I shouldn't share too much. But I can't even consume, I don't know if anybody else is going through this, like I feel like I'm not even consuming entertainment right now. Maybe that's because I'm making all the entertainment for the world. But seriously, I can't. Like I'm having trouble getting through like the paper. I used to read the morning paper. Like I just get up when I was going to work. I would get up at like 5:30 on a day where I'd work out. 5:30, cup of coffee, go down, get the paper from the lobby, read the first few, like read the non-main section while I drink the coffee. Go work out for an hour. Read the paper on the train. Finish it at lunch. Read a book on the way home. And now I just feel like I have no commuting time, obviously, but I feel like more lethargic. Like I'm not even getting through the daily paper, and I haven't touched a book in like 4 weeks. But I'm also not watching. I lent my PlayStation 4 to my nephew so he could participate in and by the way, bought him the PlayStation Plus thing, so he could connect with his friends and do that, because you know what? Sometimes you gotta just chalk it up and say, you know what? I'm 41 now. I don't have a lot of friends. This kid's still got a chance. So let's keep him in touch with his friends via my PlayStation. So I haven't been able to play games or watch DVDs, but I have, I don't even know what I'm watching on streaming. I don't even, it's like I'm in a fog, and it doesn't help that it's like 1 a.m. Right now, and I'm only sleeping about 5 hours a night. But yeah, it's, I'm definitely going through some sort of, I'm definitely in like a fog right now. And I don't know if that's what anybody else is out there is going with the social distancing, but it's like even fresh air, like when I walk to the bakery and get home, like we usually take the dog at like 2:30 to the bakery as my girlfriend is like, don't go to the bakery. We're not going today. And I'm like, come on, you know, you want cookies too. And I'm definitely that guy. It's thank God it's only cookies. Those are more socially acceptable addictions. But I think in a different universe, I'm definitely the boyfriend that's like, come on, we'll get clean tomorrow. You know you want to get high. So see that? That's called reflection, people. I know that in an alternate universe, I'm somebody ruining someone else's life by dragging them down into the pit of addiction. But for me, it's just cookies. And everybody, I joked about this on Keep My Enemies Closer, but I'm not plugging that album right now, even though it is my best stand-up comedy album, along with Thoughts and Prayers, all available on many streaming and purchasing platforms, because we're all about Fireside Craps, the deuce right now. Stay on message, stay focused. We need that one to get to the top of Billboard, folks. It's a must. Cookies. We were talking about cookies. Yeah, now I'm in the zone. Now I'm see now. You know I'm finally in the zone, folks. Longtime listeners of the Righteous Brook podcast. When I start losing my train of thought, that's when you know genius podcasting is happening. Yeah. Like on a great episode, I will lose my train of thought like 3 times in 40 minutes. So we're not there yet. We're not at a great episode yet, but we're on a good episode pace, I guess. 13-minute infomercial for my new album and the resurrection of my career, followed by rambling statements and a loss of train of thought during a cookie discussion. So that's that. But I don't know. Is anybody else having that? Like, I go out for, oh, yeah, yeah. No, when I go out for a walk for cookies, I get back. And it's just like a nice leisurely, like, two, you know, hour-long stroll with the dog, sometimes in the sun. Sometimes I pause and get, like, 15 minutes. I just stand in the sun for 15 minutes, just getting my biracial face to be more biracial looking instead of just pale. My hair is just out of control right now. Today I went out without a hat. And I actually wrote a joke about this, and I said this on a show that I did, a Zoom show I did Friday. I was just like, yeah, I took off a hat and I said, you know what? This is my truth. I have bad COVID hair right now, and this is my truth, and I'm living it. And I wanted people to applaud me for my bravery, for taking off my hat and showing what my real hair looks like, but nobody seemed to respect that. But I don't know. I just feel I get home from the walks in the afternoon. I'm exhausted. So tomorrow when I wake up, I still don't have, my work computer won't arrive, I think, till late morning via FedEx. So the good thing about that is I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have that black coffee, and hopefully I'm going to get out on that road and go for a run. And more hopes, thoughts, and prayers that I don't collapse and have a cardiac arrest, because the lack of fitness that I've been exhibiting and the poor nutrition while becoming a global superstar is not good. And I got to get it together, because what if I do get a tour? What if I do get a tour? Or what if I really do have the career I want? I don't want to be, I want people to remember me as the dude who looked like a skinny the rock, not a, you know. Basically, my body has gone through every character on This Is Us, it seems. Like, I started as a Randall, and that, like, in college, I was a 6'7 Randall. And then when I hit 29, 30, I was a 30-year-old Kevin. And then sometime in my late 30s, I hit Toby. And right now, I'm just living my best Kate life. I think that's going to be the podcast episode title. So hopefully people stay until this moment to finally discover when I lost my mind at 1 a.m. and became funny again on this podcast. So I think that's all I have to say. I go through the week all the time. I go, I should talk about that on The Righteous Prick. I should give them that tidbit or that good story. And then I forget them all, and I record it on my phone at 1 in the morning. So as my diehard fans, because you are, even if you're new to the show, even if you're a new person to the show, you obviously exhibited some curiosity about me beyond the Trump voice. Maybe you heard my stand-up, maybe you saw some other videos or other impressions and said, let me find out what makes this guy tick. Maybe you'd been here for a long time, you've been a long time listener, but I'm calling in all favors on this one. I know I don't have any favors to call in, but I'm calling them in anyway. Yeah, I just, there's no way around this. I need you to buy the album. And if you don't buy it, I need you to stream it. Like, if you have the option to buy, the ability and the option to buy, please buy it on either platform's fine, Amazon or iTunes. And then give it 5 stars and a review. If you don't have the means to buy, or you already have like Apple Music and that's how you listen to music, like obviously stream it, but you, I think you can definitely give it a 5-star review on iTunes. So that's my last pitch. I'm at like 30 reviews, 31 reviews. I want to be at 200. I'm not like, I know that's a big ask, but I'm only asking each of you to do like 3 minutes of writing and reviewing. And I want the sales to go up. I don't know that I'm going to ask for you to buy anything from me until like 2022 at the very least. So if you've got the means and you want, I hope I've made it clear what this means. Like, we're trying to set this up. This is kind of my plan. Now, this shows you that I've never lost the optimism, because it's pretty crazy for a guy who was basically done with his career 2 months ago to now be like, listen, guys, I know I said my career is over and you should all go to fucking hell, but I want to get nominated for a Grammy. I know that's a big turnaround, but I think we can do it. No, it's very ambitious, understandably, but it becomes, in other words, I want to take a 1 in a million shot and turn it into a 1 in a 1,000 shot. And then we're going to use, hopefully we'll be able to do some PR work and some campaigning and build up my profile even more so. And then maybe it becomes a 1 in 100 shot. And then maybe, just maybe, it's like, ooh, this was one of the 20 best-selling comedy albums of the year, or one of the 25 best comedy album selling albums. And it's very timely because it's Trump, and it did hit Billboard number 1 that 1 week. And then all of a sudden, maybe we're 1 in 15. And then we got, then that's a shot. That's like being on the long list for an award consideration. And that's all we can hope for. But it starts now. So thanks for listening to me. I hope I made you at least laugh with my This Is Us body. Living my best Kate life. Maybe that's, yeah, I'll say that so people listen until the end. But I'm not going to lie. This is my last infomercial for Fireside Craps the Deuce, because after this week, the sales will taper off. Other artists will release big albums, and that's fine. But this is my week, and I hope you can make it. I hope you can take it to the absolute max that it can go. I'm depending on you. I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate that many of you have been listening for many years, so thank you. And just help me. This isn't really a help me help you. This is really a help me help me. So not quite Jerry Maguire, but let me be selfish for this week, if you don't mind. And I don't mean that sarcastically. Help me out on this one. Get a friend to buy it. Get a friend to review it. Stream it. Everything you possibly can in the next few days. This is a huge, huge ask and a huge push, but I hope you can do it, because why am I still explaining it? I've explained it, and now you're bored. You've probably turned off the episode. So thank you for listening. I hope it didn't sound terrible. I guess I'll find out soon when I listen to this back on my phone. But thanks, and hopefully I'll have a new computer, and I will see you next Tuesday.